From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the mountains of northern Afghanistan, the question is, what will the Northern Alliance do now? This area is home to the anti-Taliban forces, which are eager to launch a renewed offensive against the Taliban to follow U.S. airstrikes. But there are not yet many signs of action. Afghan life behind the lines continues as normal through smuggling, Afghanistan's oldest and most lucrative business. From Faizabad, Afghanistan, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
The bazaar in the opposition stronghold of Faizabad is a row of rickety wooden shops made from reused aid crates. They're raised up on stilts to protect them from the summer dust and winter mud. The stock is mainly necessities, soap, baby food, shoes, and sweaters, with a few luxuries like sparkly hair clips thrown in. Nothing but opium is produced here. All other goods must be smuggled in. 34-year-old Baki Khan sits on his haunches unfolding bolts of fabric. His full beard is a sure sign that he goes to Taliban-held areas. Given the Taliban edict that men not shave, he calls his beard his visa. He gets half his supplies from the other side of the front line, a five-day trip from here. Baki Khan travels at night by horseback. If stopped, he says he's visiting relatives. Locals with ties to the Taliban transport his fabric back by donkey across the front line so he won't be caught red-handed. Most of the time, the Taliban closes its eyes to this smuggling. After all, they're making money. But sometimes, Taliban officials decide to confiscate the fabric. On one recent trip, they burned his supplies as well as the donkeys. Khan moved here 2 years ago from Taliban-held Kabul, more for economic reasons than religious ones. Destroyed by civil war, Kabul is no longer a commercial hub. Business is bad. And the Pashtun Taliban regularly harassed him because he's an ethnic Tajik. He saw a neighbor beaten to death because he wouldn't pay off the Taliban. Meanwhile, Pashtun shopkeepers aren't bothered. Khan and other merchants here in Faizabad also have to go to Pakistan for supplies. This is a 20-day round trip by jeep, donkey, and finally bus. The route over a high mountain pass is closed in winter because of snow, so he is recently stocked up. Pakistan also shuts its eyes to this smuggling since it's good business. Khan says he hates Pakistan and the Taliban, but says he has no choice but to trade with them. Like others, he's deeply bitter that after the Soviets were expelled and the Cold War ended, the United States abandoned Afghanistan. He says the result was that Pakistan, with a nod from the U.S., supported and manipulated the Taliban. The reasons are many. For instance, Pakistan wanted to control the Pashtun Taliban so it could control its own restless Pashtun region. It also wanted access across Afghanistan to Central Asia. Afghans here blame Pakistan for everything that's gone wrong here. Islamic fundamentalism, heroin production, terrorism, and social breakdown. There's a widely held belief that the United States is the only power which has the ability to stop Pakistan from interfering in Afghanistan. Pakistan recently said it would break ties with the Taliban, but Afghans are convinced Islamabad is lying. They fear the U.S. will once again not do enough to solve the underlying problems. They say an attack on Osama bin Laden is not enough. Baki Khan believes there has to be a far greater commitment than the U.S. has shown so far. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Faizabad.